Thank you so much. Good
Would you
morning,
like me to do
evening.
a roll call, Olga?
Yes, please. Yes, Glenn, if you could make it, it would be great.
Pleasure. We have on the call Saeed Jamil from the Business Constituency, Victoria McEvedy from the IPC, Olga Cavelli, who is the Chair, Krista Papak from the Registrar Constituency, and Claudio De Gangi from IPC. Is that right, Claudio?
That's correct.
Thank you. And for staff, we have Julie Headland and myself, Glenda Saint-Géry. And we have apologies from Rafik Damak, Chuck Gomes, and Tony Harris. Have I missed anybody?
I don't think so. Thank you so much, Glenn. Good morning, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining. I don't know if you had the chance to review the agenda I sent to you, I think, last Tuesday or last Monday. Any comments to the agenda, any additions that you want to make? Okay. Before I start, I would like to welcome Zaid, who's a very good friend of mine, and I'm happy that you can join us, Saeed. It's great to have you and your constituency involved in this process. What we could do with you, maybe Julie, could we set up a conference call with you and Julie and tell you in detail all the documents that Julie has been prepared and all the additions that have been made by other constituencies, so maybe you can check them in the light of your constituency and give some input or some comments on them. But I think it's great that your constituency also joined our group. Do you think that's great.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
Great. Julie, maybe next week I will be traveling to Brazil for a regional IGF meeting, but maybe the following week we could find a moment to talk to Zaid, or maybe you want to do that next week without me. I don't know how you want to proceed.
Yeah, Olga, what I'll do now is after this meeting I will send the latest analysis document that includes Victoria's analysis and Krista's, and give some explanation on that to send that to Zaid with some explanation and see if he and I can arrange a call for next week.
Great. You said review the documents, and perhaps then we can talk, or you with Victoria, or if you need my help, I'll be glad to join you in a call starting Friday next week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again for joining us, and your contributions from your constituency is very much appreciated. As you may see in our agenda, we have divided all our tasks in two main divisions, task one and task two. We have been working in task one, which has been also subdivided into subtasks. And each subtask has a specific leader, and some of us are contributing in subgroups of work in this subtask. The idea of today was reviewing with you the status of this subtask. Unfortunately, SS has not joined yet. I don't think so.
Not yet, Olga.
He sent an email saying he was going to join, so maybe we can leave his subtask as he's the leader of subtask one for later. And the idea is to review all the four subtasks and their status and maybe exchange some ideas on how to move forward and how to start to preparing a document as an outcome. Perhaps we could see if, I missed point one, which I think we have a very interesting new, Rob is not on the call, but Julie, maybe you can tell us about the latest approved of the board about the changes to the GNSO bylaws. Is that right?
Yes, I can speak to that. And there was there was a board meeting on September 30th. There was no board action with respect to bylaws changes or new constituencies. What did happen, which you probably saw, was that there were some additional staff changes to the bylaws. These were the result of discussions between policy staff and ICANN legal staff, and those additional changes were posted on Monday, August the 3rd, for public comment. Because there were substantive enough changes, there were enough changes that you know, it was felt that it was important to post them for public comment. And in that posting, there is a comparison between the original bylaws and the there's a document that compares the original and the changes that were made. Have you seen that, or I'm happy to send that along to you.
If you could send the link, I haven't had the time to review it. I really had the notice that it was happening. And also, do you think that this could have some impact on our work? We should review it in detail or just have it in mind?
I think you just need to have it in mind. I don't. The bylaws changes don't impact the work of this team. They do impact the work of the GNSO operations work team, which is working on revisions to the GNSO operating procedures. But it does not affect this team. However, what also is of interest from the board meeting is that there were some key decisions. One was that the board approved the GNSO stakeholder group charters. That was the latest version that would have been posted, and I can send you that posting as well. And also, the board approved the process for selecting ICANN board seats 13 and 14 and approved a single 15 working day document deadline before an ICANN meeting, so that any documents submitted for the ICANN meeting have to be submitted 15 days before the meeting. That's a little bit separate from the GNSO improvements process, but I thought I'd report it.
Okay, thank you, Julie. If you could be so kind to send this information to the working team list, I think that this board seats, this procedures for the board seats are related with the non-commercial users representation, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so that may be interesting to review in the light of what our work in relation with this new stakeholder groups and constituencies.
Yes.
Any other questions to Julie?
Yeah, I do have some questions, if no one else is, but I'm sure there may be a queue. So,
okay, anyone else want to be in the queue? Okay, Victoria, go ahead.
Thank you. Julie, thank you. I'm just wanting to try and elicit a little bit more of an... I have had a look at the amendments in the public comment section of the site. It's fairly difficult to get a real handle on... I guess some of my questions relate to the status of these amendments or the status of this document. You know, without taking an overly legalistic approach, there's some language in there which is quite preemptive, perhaps, of a number of issues. And I'm just wondering, is this document still in formation? Will it go to the GNSO Council after the public comment period? Were these changes already approved by the GNSO Council and are now... I mean, I just want to understand the process, really, that it's in at this stage.
Right. Absolutely, Victoria. And those are excellent questions. The GNSO Council formed a restructuring committee some time ago, and for several months now, the restructuring committee has been working on changes to the bylaws. Those changes were submitted out of that group, and they've been considered by the board's structural improvements committee. And in fact, I will I'll follow up, Victoria, with some language on this. I know that Rob has done you know, something that just gives a little bit more of a timeline. So I'll find that and I'll follow up with this because what I'm saying may not be as precise. But But there has been a process. It's gone through the council. It has these changes have gone through the board structural improvements committee. There's been a great deal of dialogue on them. They've been posted once already for public comment. Now we have an additional public comment posting. They are still in flux. They're still under development. So as they are out now for public comment, and I think this is 21 days now, and I will check on that, then there may be additional changes to them. And ultimately, the board will make a decision on approving them. And I'll need to check because I don't know if that I don't know when that approval is scheduled to happen. I know it does have to happen before Seoul. And since there's a comment period right now, it's 21 days, I'd have to look and see whether or not the next board meeting is August 27th, so I don't know if they'll be on the agenda for that board meeting. And I don't believe that that agenda actually has been developed yet. But the process would be that ultimately the board would approve the changes.
Okay, that's really helpful. Julie, I would really appreciate that if you could follow up. And also because, it's just useful to have this stuff clarified just because, often the process will be similar for other things as well. And, one becomes more familiar with how these things work. So it's helpful in a general sense. But, in relation to the language, of particularly the transitional article, I suppose there looked to be a number of points of significance for our work there. And I myself am just keen to understand better. I'm looking at page 22, for example, in the transitional article XX, which talks about the GNSO constituencies and so forth. It says that they should submit revised charters inclusive of the operating procedures adopted according to the constituency's processes consistent with the bylaws amendments no later than the ICAM meeting in October 2009, or such other date as the board may designate by resolution. So, I mean, that may well have significance for us.
Sorry to disturb. I'm SS, joined just now. There was some problem in dialing the number. SS.
Welcome, SS. Nice to have you on the call.
Yes, Victoria, to answer your question, there certainly is, some impact on the activities of the constituencies with respect to the language that's in the bylaws. And I can look more closely at that Article 10. And I'll see, too, if there's some additional information that I can submit. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, that's
that would be really helpful, Julie. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what I think might be helpful is if you or Rob or together, people with real understanding and expertise could perhaps extract from us from that transitional article things that we ought to be aware of. And I think I think that clearly does impact our work.
Certainly, I'd be happy to do that. I'll take a close look at it. And work with Rob. There may actually already be an explanation that's out there that we can provide. If not, we'll put together something very brief to send around to the team.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, I think there must be some document. I have participated in this GNSO working team about restructuring, and we are going to meet again once the document is for public comments. So I think there must be some analysis already done that we could share with us. Any other questions to Julie? I would like to make a comment. I have been talking with Glenn in trying to find a time and date for a face-to-face meeting of our working team in Seoul. Last time in Sydney was on Father's Day on a Sunday. I know it's not very popular date and time, but once we are for ICAM meetings, it's kind of we lose perspective of it's a Sunday or a Saturday, or a Monday, so my apologies for that, but it may be on the weekend also, the date and time that Glenn will be able to find for us. We will let you know once it's established, so be prepared for that if you have the time for joining us face-to-face or remotely, and I hope it's not the Mother's Day or the Friends Day or Easter or something like that. So we will let you know about date and time for our face-to-face meeting in Seoul. Moving to our agenda, SS, you're on the call?
Yeah. I'll talk about my subtask.
Great to have you on the call. And if we could go to point two of our agenda and you could give us some updates about your subtask, that would be great.
Yeah. I have the return just 3 days back and started working on action items. And I prepared some small portion of action. I wanted to circulate to subtask one team member, but I could not do it. And that I'll do send on Monday. And then by next Monday, I'll post it on the web, and in the meantime, I'll be working to complete the whole of the task.
Great. SS, if you need help from the working team or the staff, just let us know in the list, and
sure.
Once you send the documents, we will be glad to review them.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Victoria?
Yes, hi. I haven't got a lot to report, actually, and less than I would have liked. Claudio has very kindly provided some 25 pages on his task. Thank you, Claudio. You certainly came up to brief on that one. Rafiq, we haven't had his input from, but I think we may be able to work with the material that Julie's provided us anyway. So much as I said on the last call, the next step is for me to try and in some way collate this information and circulate something for discussion to the subtask group, and I'll be definitely working on that in the next 2 weeks.
Great. So that's fantastic. So let us know once you have the documents, and we share them in the list. Thank you so much, Victoria. Any questions for Victoria or for SS? Okay. Krista, could you tell us about some news about your after the meetings you had in Sydney with different constituencies about maintaining database and information?
I provided an update on that the last call I was on. And the only other thing I was waiting on was to talk to somebody from the NCUC who is not easy to get a conversation scheduled with, despite repeated attempts on my part. There's really no other updates besides what the update I provided last time.
Thank you, Krista. Maybe we could help you in contacting NCUC constituency. What do you think about it?
I'll take any help I can get. Originally, Julie's the person who did help me get a hold of this person, get a hold of this woman. And she did get back to me right away. It's one of those, I'd be happy to help. Okay, great. When are you available? And then I don't hear back from her. So maybe there's a different person that would be better to speak with. Not too familiar with that constituency.
Okay.
On a personal level.
Let's do the following. Could you maybe send me and Julie a brief paragraph of a contacting email that we can send, and I'll check with NCUC who's the right person to put you in contact with.
Okay. Actually, Olga, this is Julie. It was Robin Gross that I originally.
Robin. Yes.
Yeah. And I did see that Krista has tried many times to connect. Because Krista, thank you for copying me on those messages. Perhaps there might be someone else that we could connect with. I know Robin is quite...
Well, Robin is the leader of the constituency, but let's do the following. Would you be so kind to resend some of these emails that you sent to Robin, and maybe I contact her directly or some other people from the constituency and see if we can get some feedback?
Okay. I'm happy to do that.
Great. Thank you
Sorry,
very much.
This is Glenn.
Glenn.
May I suggest that you perhaps send to the three representatives on council? They are very responsive.
Sorry, I didn't hear you very well.
Could I suggest that you send to the three council representatives? That is William Drake, Mary Wong, and Carlos de Souza.
Exactly, that was I was thinking about.
Yes.
Once I have the email, I can resend it to them. Maybe Robin has been very busy or traveling.
Yes, well, maybe on holiday because a lot of people are on holiday.
Or maybe on holiday, now. You're right. It's summertime for you. I always forget that it's so cold down here. So let's do that, and we contact Mary, Bill, and Carlos, and
yeah,
they will be surely glad to help us. So just put me in contact with that email, and I'll be glad to help you.
Shall I send the emails to you, Olga?
Yeah, please. So or you want to do that by yourself, Glenn? Let me interact because they are good friends of mine, and I think that they will respond.
If you know their emails, that's fine.
Yes, of course. Yes, I know their emails. But just send me the part of the exchange of information you had with Robin, and I'll send it to them so they have a reference.
Thank you.
Any questions to Krista? Any comments? Okay, Julie, as far as I understand, we sent this letter requesting more information for income staff support and services for all constituencies to all constituencies. We had no response, which means something, is that list that you provided is okay. So which would be our next step for your subtask?
Thank you, Olga. This is Julie. Chuck and I conferred and decided that it was fine that we didn't receive comments. We felt that the reason was that there had been the survey last fall asking the same questions. Chuck said there was discussion in his constituency and they didn't have anything further to add to the comments that were received in the survey. His suggestion was that he and I should draw up some recommendations for the toolkit, and he did a draft document and which I reviewed, and I have sent that to Rob Hogarth to review because there are some implications as far as staff resources and budgets and so on in those recommendations, and he knows better than I do whether or not there might be some constraints there that I might not be aware of. So right now Rob is reviewing that document, and I would expect that we'd be able to send it around to this work team very soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Julie. Any questions to Julie? Zaid, are you on the call?
I am, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment to you. As you can see, all the subtasks are related with different recommendations or frameworks that will be done for future constituencies and stakeholder groups. This is the outcome that we have to produce in maybe some months. So the input from your constituency, of course, is quite relevant, and it should be somehow reflected in all the task one and task two and all the subtasks. So just have that in mind, and once you review the documents that Julie will send, we will be glad to check with you how can the input from your constituency be included.
Thank you, Olga. That would be great. Thanks.
Thanks to you. Okay, point three of our agenda. Any other comments about subcast? So we have things to do and documents to be shared with. I will contact NTUC and help Krista and Tony with this subtask 3, and I think we will have some documents to review during the next 2 weeks, and once we have them, we will see how we include these revisions in the next agenda. So this is for point 2 of our agenda. Point 3, there was a pending task. I have been checking the wiki about a document that I also volunteered to review with Julie and Victoria. I haven't been in that small working group, but I have seen a document that Julie uploaded into the wiki, but I couldn't open it. I don't know why. It just doesn't find the right formatting to open it with Word or Excel or PDF or whatever. Maybe it's my computer. So I'm so sorry I didn't have the chance to review it. Julie, perhaps you can tell us about it. I have seen it in the wiki, but couldn't see it.
Thank you very much. This is Julie Olga. I'm sorry about that. It's a Word document. So it should open in Word, but what I will do is I will also convert it to PDF and put a PDF on there as well, and that should be easy to open. But let me explain what I did. I took the very thorough analysis that Victoria had provided, and I combined it with the amended version of my analysis document that Krista had helpfully made changes to, and others had made changes previously. So, so several of the constituencies were, reflected in there, and Krista's changes being the latest. And so I combined really the latest that Krista had provided with Victoria's analysis, and so I think now it's. Thanks to really Victoria's work, it's a much more complete document.
Oh, great. Maybe I don't know if any of you could open it. I didn't, but maybe it's my PC. You know, when sometimes you change the computer and some things don't work. Everything is compatible, but sometimes it is not.
Olga, this is
Olga. Olga, I have a request. Hello.
Yes. Go ahead. Who is this? Claudia?
Could I get in the queue?
Sure, please. Go ahead, Claudia.
I think it was just the way the document was uploaded. I think that's why there's a problem opening it. It just probably needs to be re-uploaded.
Re-uploaded, yeah, maybe. Did you try to open it?
Yeah, I did. I couldn't open it either.
Oh, I could.
Okay.
I could open it, no problem.
I don't see a period before the extension where it says, doc. There's no period before it.
Oh, maybe.
I see that. It's opened on mine just fine, but that may be because I'm the one who posted it. So no,
I could open it, no problem. It may depend on what version of Word everyone's working
on.
That's
possible.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and actually I have just switched to a Mac computer from a PC, and I'm using probably the very latest version of Word, and so that might be a version issue. And so I will go ahead and put it in PDF as well, which everybody I hope will be able to do.
And Olga, I had another question.
Sure, go ahead.
I had previously provided some comments on the analysis that Victoria had done, and so I'm just curious, when we provide comments, is it ultimately to? This document is basically to help us in developing our recommendations. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Because in her analysis of the IPC charter, she raised a few questions about how certain people got elected or certain operational issues, and I had responded to those, and then I had made some other comments and.
Can I apologize? I'm sorry, Claudia. That's just an oversight that I was just thinking. I was actually sitting here thinking and feeling very guilty, thinking that I had some feedback from a couple of people, Chuck included, and that I had not myself incorporated those into that document. And that's something we can and will do, and it's just an oversight.
Oh, that's great. No problem.
Apologies for that.
No problem.
Sorry, I missed something. So Claudia suggested some changes, and Victoria, you will include them?
Yes.
Okay. The procedure I think we have been following is that Julie produced two main documents, and there have been comments made by different constituencies, registrars, registries, and they have been included into it as new versions. Is that right, Julie?
Well, some of them I was supposed to include, actually, Olga. And I mean, I think before it became a group, people commented on my particular version, and I should really have made some amendments and just didn't get round to it. But look, that's something we can sort out, and there's no problem with that in theory.
No, I'm just trying to clarify that we are just looking at one compiled version that gathers all the comments, because if not, we are kind of losing perspective and having many, many documents about similar things. So that was my comment and my concern. If the documents that we are working on are the ones that already have all the previous comments and feedback from different participants of the working team and constituencies. So we are okay with that? Are we sure we're working on the right documents?
Can I address that? Look, we are working on the right documents. There are two people's changes that I think have not gone in.
Okay.
They are Chuck's changes and Claudio's changes. And it's only really a timing issue that I'd sort of stepped away from the document at that point that they came in and just hadn't got back to it. And there's no difficulty in us just making those adjustments.
And you will do that, Victoria?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Great. Thank you very much. And then maybe, Claudio, you can check with Victoria if your comments were included and see if we have a complete document with all the comments.
Sure.
Thank you, Claudio, for commenting that. Any other comments for point three and point two?
SS,
this is Julie.
About point three.
Sorry? Who's this?
This is Julie. If I could just ask a quick question. Victoria, please let me know if I can help you. And if you want to make the changes, that's wonderful, or if you want to send things to me. But if you want to send me the final version, and I guess my question is, can you access the one?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you can.
I can.
Good.
Thanks. We'll
then
do,
I'm
Julie.
Happy to it when you're done with it.
We'll do.
SS, you wanted to say something?
Yeah. On item 3, even though about this documents posted on Wiki, I'll request Julie to send them in email as attachment.
Yeah, that could be helpful. Yeah, why not? We can upload it into the Wiki, and Victoria, if you can share it with all of us through the list. That could be possible?
Absolutely.
Okay. I have also been checking the Wiki about point 4 of our agenda and trying to find subtask 2, and I couldn't. I'm so sorry. Maybe I missed it, but I didn't find it. Just a reminder that we have another task to develop, which is task 2, and we should have that in mind. I think we have a lot of work to do with these documents that will be shared by the sub-working team. But once we are done with that and define how to build an outcome document, then we should start to think about task 2. But maybe we can leave it for next call. I didn't...
Julie,
yeah.
Task 2 is on the Wiki. It's actually on the Wiki in two places.
I'm not saying it's not there. I didn't find it.
okay. Well, it's listed. If you look down, it says work team tasks, and then
yes.
Task 1 is listed, and below that is task 2. Right now, the only language we have with task 2 is task itself, which is develop a global outreach program to broaden participation in current constituencies.
Yes, but correct me if I'm wrong. From our meeting in Mexico, from our kickoff meeting, I remember having at least some subtasks already drafted for this task too, and that I cannot find. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I'm looking actually now at the charter, because that's where they should have been included.
It was also in a PowerPoint that we presented, I'm confused.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't understand that you wanted that language from the PowerPoint included.
It's just a reference to have in mind and start to review it, because we will have to go through that in the near future.
You're absolutely right. I will take that language from the PowerPoint document and put that on the site. Thank you.
It's very much draft, and it needs to be reviewed in the light of all the work that we have been done, but it's just a reference. But I think it should be on the Wiki. I have seen it before. It's just that I didn't find it.
Well, I'll put it there, definitely. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, going back to our agenda. Any other comments? Any other business?
Olga, this is Claudia. I just wanted to mention that that Julie did circulate the constituency analysis combined document in an email. It's attached from an email she sent on August 3rd.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right. Yes. And there are several versions, by the way. I think she had also circulated another version. Maybe if there is a new version that should be circulated, it could also be sent by email, perhaps, for SS. It's easier to review it than the wiki.
Actually, this is Julie. Claudia's right. That is the latest version. That's the one that's also on the wiki. But Victoria has offered to make changes, I believe, to that version, and then perhaps we can send that around when she's had a chance to do that.
Great.
Yeah, can I, actually, while we're just on the subject of that document, it may not be the best time to raise this, but do we feel comfortable that each constituency has considered, you know, just as Claudio and Chuck have given it, you know, quite practical and informed input on what we're pulling out of the charters and how things work in practice. I mean, to make that document as useful as possible, are we comfortable that people have, you know, someone from each constituency has already taken a pretty good look at it and that it's probably reasonably accurate?
We can do that. I think it's a very good idea.
So once
we have the latest version with your additions, Victoria, mm-hmm. We can plan on a strategy to get in touch with those constituencies that maybe will be able to give us some comments on it.
I think that might be a good idea, and also I think there might be a way for us to sort of superimpose our good and best worst practices exercise on top of that document as well. I mean, I'm not sure if we want to do that, but it's just a thought.
Of course. Claudia, you want to talk?
No, it was Krista.
Oh, Krista. Go ahead, Krista.
So I provided comments on behalf of the registrar constituency to the constituency document, but there's also a stakeholder group analysis document.
Yes, exactly.
That I still owe comments to Julie and Rob on, and I should be getting those out this week. So I don't know if we're referring to the constituency analysis document or the stakeholder group analysis document. I think it's, I don't remember the current format, if it's all in one document but broken out by those two different things, but there are slight variations between the constituency version and the stakeholder group version.
Right. This is Julie. Yes. The document we've been referring to now and that Victoria was going to make changes is the constituency analysis, keeping in mind that the stakeholder group charter analysis, and this is, I think, probably important, is a document that I, you know, began some time ago and prior to the new stakeholder group.
Yes.
So now I think that is not an accurate, I'm afraid.
Right, and it's...
So that begs the question, shall I go back and revise that document? I know that the charters have changed significantly based on the discussions between you know, the stakeholder groups and staff and the board and this latest, you know, and now the board has approved the charter. So I think I would need to go back and look at what those charters are.
Can I jump in? Victoria speaking. I think that might be really worthwhile doing, actually, because of the contracted parties house not having constituencies and anymore, it's likely that some of our recommendations we may make in relation to stakeholder groups, particularly in that respect. So I think it might be quite helpful, but subject to what others think.
I didn't hear all very well because there was some noise in the call, so I cannot say anything.
Olga, this is Julie. I think what Victoria and I were saying is that we now have approved stakeholder charters that are significantly, in some ways, I believe, significantly different from those that I originally analyzed for the stakeholder group charter analysis document that I originally sent out. So I think that it could be helpful, and Victoria was saying she agreed that I should look at those now approved stakeholder group charters and analyze them, because there may be some points that would be useful to this team as we're, you know, developing our recommendations.
This is Krista. I agree. I think I know in respect to the registrar stakeholder group charter, it has changed quite a bit since it was originally drafted, and it would make sense, you know, to make sure that we include those updates plus any other ones.
Olga, I'm happy to do that if you think that would be useful.
I'm afraid Olga's disconnected. Hopefully she'll rejoin shortly.
Oh, okay.
Julie, this is Claudia.
Yeah.
I just had a question. The stakeholder group charters have been approved, and so ultimately the recommendations that we develop would be considered by the GNSO Council and with the possibility that we're basically recommending further changes to the charters?
Well, there may or may not be changes to charters. They may be changes to operating procedures, keeping in mind that there's information in the charters, but the constituencies also can develop operating procedures that may have additional details. Yes, and I think that you're right that some of these recommendations also could result in additional changes to the charters. And the process will be that this work team will develop the recommendations. They'll go to the Operations Steering Committee, which will review them, and then they will, as you say, go to the GNSO Council.
Thank you.
I'm not, I think it's a point we addressed earlier, but we are a subcommittee of the Operations Steering Committee, as I understand. We're not a separate entity. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
I don't think there's an appeal function from our work as such, is there? I mean, they're not going to redo our work de novo, so to speak.
No. I mean, I think that we make the recommendations to the OSC, and then they may have some suggestions for changes, but... We've essentially been authorized by them, you know, to do this work, and they are sort of the overseers of the work, so to speak. That makes sense.
No, it does. I mean, it's the kind of issue that's touched on in the board governance report about, you know, I think the new change, you know, the sort of the streamlined approach to these things is that you don't have layers of people doing the same work or reconsidering the same work. And that the GNSO's own function is to manage the process rather than, re-engage with the issues again. So I was just, I'm not sure what the letter of the position is on that.
But you're absolutely right, Victoria, this is Julie. It is, under the restructuring, the GNSO Council is a manager of the process. And in many ways, the OSC is a reflection of that as well. They are managing the process that we are engaged in, but they are not duplicating our work.
Yeah, exactly.
Olga, have you been able to join?
Yes, again. I'm so sorry, but the last 5 minutes I didn't hear you because my communication dropped off.
Right. We were talking about the fact that there are now two things. Now there are new stakeholder group charters that have been approved, and I volunteered to redo the stakeholder group charter analysis based on those new charters because I think the consensus here was that there could be some very useful points that we would want to draw out of those new charters. And Claudio asked the question as to whether the recommendations from this work team would, if they were then approved by the GNSO Council, whether they might result in changes to stakeholder group charters. And I said that, you know, depending on what they are, that's a possibility, and they may also result in changes to operating procedures that the various constituencies or interest groups might develop as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Julie, for this revision of the stakeholder group charters in the light of the documents that you have already prepared.
I think it should be good to review this document, this new changes in the bylaws of the GNSO, and see if something is related with our work. And I think we have a lot of documents to share among us during the next 2 weeks. I'll be glad to receive them and review them. I will help with the contact with NCUC. And any other comments?
Yes. This is Krista. Did we agree then Julie's going to update the stakeholder group analysis document based on the new stakeholder newly approved stakeholder group charters?
Yes, this is Julia. Okay. Krista, I'll be happy to do that.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Someone want to talk? It's this. Do you want to say something? Well, I'm so sorry. I had some problems in the last minutes in the call. I was disconnected and then reconnected, so I just lost the last flow of the conversation.
Hi, Olga unfortunately got disconnected again.
Are we kind of done?
I think so. I guess we should wait and see if Olga is back on and see if she has anything else she wants to add. I can't officially close up the call, I don't think.
Can we call for any other business, perhaps? We're probably at the end of the agenda anyway, are we?
Typically what she would do, I'm sure.
I have none.
Okay. Well, do you think we could make a summary decision and terminate the call and perhaps tell Olga over the email?
You know, I'll tell you what, why don't we can terminate the call. There's no other business. I'll stay on the line so that if, and operator, please leave the line open as others leave. And so if Olga comes back on, I can explain to her that we've decided to end the call.
Okay. Thank you, Julie.
Oh, thank you very much, Victoria.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. SS.